All right, you call it one, I call it three. Nevertheless, we're going to continue where we just left off.
When the National Council of Jewish Women developed Council Care as a daycare center and saw the success that it was achieving, it had become the finest daycare center in the city of Pittsburgh and was recognized by the Area Agency on Aging. They then realized that there was great need for a daycare center for those who were suffering from Alzheimer's, and Council Care and National Council of Jewish Women started the first daycare center for Alzheimer victims. That is managed in partnership with the Riverview Center for Jewish Seniors, has been in existence now for a year, and again has been a model center and a lot of research through the University of Pittsburgh on Alzheimer patients is being conducted at these centers, not medical research, but psychological research. Now the National Council of Jewish Women has started a third daycare center at the St. Clair Hospital. This will be different than the other two in that it will be a medical model. I really am proud that I have been involved with the initiation of these model centers and am grateful that I was able to get some state grants to help the development of these centers.
Good. I'm glad you got that down. But to make it a little clearer, maybe I didn't hear it correctly. Are these facilities all at Riverview or anywhere
Council
else?
Council Care number one
is where?
And Council Care number two are both housed at the Riverview Center for Jewish Seniors.
See.
Council Care number three is housed at the St. Clair Hospital in the South Hills and
That's
serves
right.
the South Hills community.
Very good.
Excuse me.
And it's not, I mean, it's open to the public.
Oh, in all of Council's projects are, although Jewish in content and provide kosher meals, they are non-sectarian and have, and of course, serve people of all races.
Very good. Now, would you like to end this with the thank yous and everything?
I, again, must say that it has been informative, it has been eloquent, and I think we've both been very moved by a really valuable and dedicated career. You certainly exemplify a professional volunteer at her very best, and I thank you, Mrs. Levinson.
Thank you very much.
Hear, hear.